Well, whenever you're ready, I guess I can use that.
Please.
Okay, so before I get started, since I was on this committee last year and the year before, there's a tradition for the first time you come back to do testimony on a committee that you bring them something. So I've got your cookies. So.
Thank you very much.
If you want to take one and hand it around, that's fine. Whatever you want to do. So, good morning, and it's an honor to be back. Senator B.B. Center, Representative Salisbury, and distinguished members of the Joint Standing Committee on Criminal Justice and Public Safety. I am State Representative Scott Wynn Searway, and I'm proudly represent District 63, which includes the towns of Albion, Freedom, Unity Township, and a portion of Winslow. It is an honor to appear before you for the purpose of introducing LD 96, an act to ensure release of relevant background investigation materials to current employers of law enforcement and corrections officers. This purpose seeks to require a law enforcement agency, correctional facility, or county or regional jail that performs a background investigation on the law enforcement officer or corrections officer to notify the head of the agency, facility, or jail that employs the officer. This requirement will only become necessary, however, if the results indicate probable cause to believe that the officer is or has been involved in criminal activity. Additional details and rationale for the need in passing this bill will be offered to offered in ensuing testimony. Thank you for your time and consideration.
Thank you, Representative Searway.
Thank you.
Any questions? Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Is there anybody here who would like to speak in favor of this bill? Sure.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Would you prefer I stand or sit?
Sit.
I'll look up.
Thank you. First, I again, thank you for hearing from me today. It's my pleasure to be here. Senator B.B. Center, Representative Salisbury, and members of the Joint Standing Committee, Criminal Justice and Public Safety. My name is Richard R. Desjardins. I'm the director of the Maine Criminal Justice Academy, representing the Maine Department of Public Safety. I'm here today to testify in support of LD 96, an act to ensure the release of relevant background information materials to current employers of law enforcement and corrections officers. I want to express my support for this modification clarification to the section that deals with this particular requirement, and that hopefully will codify the requirements to share relevant background information to current employers of law enforcement and corrections officers regarding previous or ongoing criminal conduct. I believe the inclusion of this information gathered during a background investigation from a prospective employer would help to resolve existing weaknesses in the current system. The Maine Criminal Justice Academy's and its board have the statutory responsibility to train and certify all law enforcement and corrections officers in Maine. Part of the initial academy standards for an individual to be accepted into the certification training program is an extensive background and polygraph examination. These examinations and attesting documents confirm the individual has no criminal conduct or convictions that would prevent the individuals from being certified. Once an individual has met the initial certification training standards, the employing agency and the individual must annually report to the academy confirmation of compliance with all mandatory trainings and other statutory requirements regarding restricted behaviors, which include criminal conduct. The employing agency also has the statutory requirements to report to the director of the Maine Criminal Justice Academy within 30 days of knowledge of any prohibited conduct or convictions of a law enforcement or corrections employee they believe and are aware of. The proposed change will confirm the agencies that are looking at a prospective currently certified law enforcement or corrections officer would be required to share relevant background information to the current employing agency, and that agency would then be responsible to conduct an internal investigation and report findings of prohibited conduct to the appropriate jurisdictions. Then this might include the district attorney in that local jurisdiction or the attorney general's office in some cases, and would include the Maine Criminal Justice Academy. Closing, I believe that I believe the vast majority of law enforcement and corrections officers in Maine have the highest degree of ethics and integrity and work tirelessly to serve Maine citizens. However, when a member of our profession conducts themselves contrary to the ethical standards of our profession, we support appropriate actions to identify the behavior, make corrections, and or remove these individuals from the profession as needed. Happy to answer questions.
Do we have any questions? Yes. Yes.
You go first.
Director, I'm Representative Perkins. So currently when they're conducting the background check, they're not just looking for criminal activity in the past, but they're looking for any prohibited or disqualifying behavior. Is that correct?
Yes. So in our statute, we have specific crimes that are prohibited crimes, but we also have conducts that are prohibited conducts as well. So the individual in that polygraph examination would be asked those questions about those conducts and or convictions.
And not all that conduct might be criminal behavior. There might be conduct that's might not be considered a crime.
That's correct. And I can give an example if you'd like.
Well, for the committee, would you please?
Yeah, please. So one of the prohibited conducts of a law enforcement officer, for example, it's in statute, is, for example, if you were an investigating officer of a domestic violence call, for example, and you were then to go back and engage in a sexual relationship with the victim of that crime, that would be a prohibited act. So this legislature has in the past described that behavior as prohibited, and that's one of the areas that we would prohibit as conduct.
Madam Chair, if I can do a follow-up.
Yes.
So under the current system, if someone is, if the polygraph examiner has identified a problem with a candidate who's taking a test, they're required to notify the employment agency that's having the test conducted. Is that correct?
Correct. The agency that is interested in employing them, that polygrapher would then report back the findings of that polygraph examination.
But they're not required to share that with any other agency?
No, not currently.
And would this bill address that?
It would address the background information that they would have learned, yes.
Okay, thank you.
Representative.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Just a question about the polygraph tests. Are those given any more than just that original hiring? Is it more frequently than that?
Great, great question. So currently the standard for employment, certification in the state of Maine for a law enforcement officer, full-time law enforcement officer, requires that they pass a polygraph examination and prove that to the academy. After they're employed, after they're certified, there are no requirements that agencies re-polygraph them when they move from one agency to another. Ironically, Maine, within a couple years ago, the Maine Criminal Justice Academy's board also required outside certified officers who come to this state to be polygraphed. That did not occur prior to 2020, but in current statute, only individuals who are coming to the academy to be certified as a full-time law enforcement officer are required to be polygraphed. But I will say agencies are doing the right thing. A lot of agencies around the state, when they get a new employee, even if they're certified, require that they pass a polygraph.
Okay. Thank you.
Are there any other questions? Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else who'd like to testify for this bill? Sir.
And good morning. And on a totally unrelated subject, if I had known that Representative Searway was bringing cookies, I'd have brought some milk, but I didn't. Obviously, I didn't get the memo, so I apologize. With that being said, thank you, Senator Beebe Center, Representative Salisbury, and distinguished members of the Joint Standing Committee on Criminal Justice. My name is Scott Kane. I'm the sheriff of Hancock County, and I'm here on behalf of the Maine Sheriffs Association. Maine sheriffs discussed this bill and would present voted unanimously and enthusiastically to support LD 96, an act to ensure release of relevant background investigation material to current employers of law enforcement and corrections. The year 2020, amid a global pandemic, law enforcement across our country came under intense and appropriate scrutiny. Maine sheriffs, Maine chiefs of police, and the Maine Department of Public Safety collaborated, on a joint commitment for the citizens of Maine, and I will summarize as follows. We will thoroughly review our policies and procedures, and we will continue to attract, hire, and retain only the best police candidates to serve our communities. We commit to remaining transparent and eliminating police cultures that condone any social injustices. We will continue to enhance our training to include important topics such as implicit bias to ensure that we support a system that guarantees equal justice under the law to every Maine resident. We must continue to build trust and follow best practices. We recognize that change starts with us. We embrace and honor this responsibility. Releasing background investigation material to current employers of law enforcement and corrections enables us to uphold our vow to attract, hire, and retain only the best police candidates. We hope our unanimous support of this bill reflects our deepest commitment towards transparency. Maine sheriffs appreciate the opportunity to share our observations and positions with this committee. I welcome any questions you may have.
Do we have any questions? Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Is there anybody else who'd like to speak in favor? Yes.
And good morning. And on a totally unrelated subject, if I had known that Representative Searway was bringing cookies, I'd have brought some milk, but I didn't. Obviously, I didn't get the memo, so I apologize. With that being said, thank you, Senator Beebe Center, Representative Salisbury, and distinguished members of the Joint Standing Committee on Criminal Justice. My name is Scott Kane. I'm the sheriff of Hancock County, and I'm here on behalf of the Maine Sheriffs Association. Maine sheriffs discussed this bill and would present voted unanimously and enthusiastically to support LD 96, an act to ensure release of relevant background investigation material to current employers of law enforcement and corrections. The year 2020, amid a global pandemic, law enforcement across our country came under intense and appropriate scrutiny. Maine sheriffs, Maine chiefs of police, and the Maine Department of Public Safety collaborated, on a joint commitment for the citizens of Maine, and I will summarize as follows. We will thoroughly review our policies and procedures, and we will continue to attract, hire, and retain only the best police candidates to serve our communities. We commit to remaining transparent and eliminating police cultures that condone any social injustices. We will continue to enhance our training to include important topics such as implicit bias to ensure that we support a system that guarantees equal justice under the law to every Maine resident. We must continue to build trust and follow best practices. We recognize that change starts with us. We embrace and honor this responsibility. Releasing background investigation material to current employers of law enforcement and corrections enables us to uphold our vow to attract, hire, and retain only the best police candidates. We hope our unanimous support of this bill reflects our deepest commitment towards transparency. Maine sheriffs appreciate the opportunity to share our observations and positions with this committee. I welcome any questions you may have.
Do we have any questions? Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Is there anybody else who'd like to speak in favor? Yes.
Good morning, Senator Bibi-Center, Representative Salisbury, and distinguished members of the Criminal Justice and Public Safety Committee. My name is Rebecca Graham, and I am a legislative advocate with Maine Municipal Association, which represents the interests of municipal government before the legislature. Municipal officials wholeheartedly support this concept, but it might be helpful for the committee to understand a little bit of the complexity on the delivery of that, because we are a municipal agency. We have to adhere to much stronger employment law and protections. And you might want to consider adding some language that would provide those agencies cover should they be swept up into an adjacent community's legal battle over an unfair dismissal as a result of this. Current practice is that there's a waiver that is obtained by that individual when they are applying for that hiring agency or for that employed agency to release information to the potentially hiring agency. What happens now is that the municipal agency that decides not to hire them needs a waiver back, and that employee needs to sign that waiver, and that might not happen if there is information. And that protects the sending agency from getting sued for not adhering to federal law, which requires not only the disclosure of the information that is obtained to that to that employee, but allows them to have a say and a rebuttal period as part of that. And there's clear public interest in doing so, and to stop what we know does happen, which is passing around bad individuals. Municipal officials do not want to have bad law enforcement officers, but current practice is that there is that waiver necessity. So this is happening, but without that waiver, there is a potential for someone to not disclose or not provide that to their current employer. And that becomes a little bit more easy if there's a clear conviction for an outside criminal conviction, which has happened, that they have discovered information around that. But when there's an arrest and not necessarily a conviction, the ability for that individual to go back and clarify, the arrest record might not actually be there, be them in that record, but it still might throw up. And there are other things that might factor into the decision not to hire that individual. So you just might want to consider adding a little bit more protections for that adjacent agency so that it avoids legal costs for the sending municipality for an adjacent community's hiring practices or adverse employment action. And I will be available to answer any questions, and I'll try to get some potential language for you for the work session.
Thank you. Are there any questions?
Yes, Representative.
No.
Are there any questions? Representative.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you. I was under the impression that there were not any requirements for the history of law enforcement officers to have their records sort of follow them between municipal agencies, or would this bill change anything about that? Would it require that there's like a history and sort of maybe, I mean, I think last session we had a bill about data, establishing a database, if there's tracking requirement with this?
Yeah, the problem is that the employed agency, so if you choose to employ that individual, then that entire history is available to you. And that is a waiver that's signed when you apply for a position. If that entity, if you apply for a position and that agency decides not to hire you, that information doesn't follow you. That could be a very subjective decision, or it could be a very specific decision that you're not a fit within that community. There could be a variety of reasons why that decision is taken. So that information doesn't necessarily follow you. It's not part of your employment record, and you're not employed by that entity. So that falls under the federal protections and then requires that waiver from the individual to disclose that to the current employer, particularly if there's a potential for adverse employment reaction, because most of that or some of that could be potentially confidential information, such as medical history.
Okay. Well, I'll have more questions.
Are there any other questions? Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else who'd like to speak for this bill? Is there anyone who'd like to speak against this bill? Is there anyone who'd like to speak neither for nor against and add additional information? Okay, public hearing on this bill is closed. Thank you.